Proverbs chapter 1, verse 17. For in vain the net is spread in the sight of anything which has wings. Just impressed with this short passage of Scripture. What a wonderful thing it is to see that as we're marked by faith, the delivering power of Christ and trusting in Him, the net is spread in vain, the snare is spread in vain. And if you look through Scripture, you can see where the wings are acting and when they're not. And so Abel comes with his offering. It's a wonderful thing to have faith in relation to the worship of God. It's a wonderful thing to think that if I bring what is of Christ, that is acceptable to God, and then prove it. You can see it remarkable. Or you see it with Noah. He's told the whole earth will end in judgment, and he's told to prepare an ark. But he acted in faith. Wonderful thing to have wings in relation to your families. Protection of your families. You might think in the ways of human wisdom that I can work out and secure the future of my family, and men try, you know, in certain ways, and I'm not decrying that, but there is a way to act in relation to the protection of your families in faith. And Noah does that. Fine, that's fine. The whole world's doing something else. You're moving on a different direction. You're bringing in Christ in relation to your family. There's wings there. Lot looks the other way. He looks to secure the future of his family by looking out and seeing, I'm a shepherd. Where's the best place for sheep? And the greenest grass was up right up against Sodom. You can understand him making a good career decision, right? But he did not secure his family. He did not. There's the need of wings. There's the need of faith. Wonderful scripture, the just shall live by faith. Live, not just once in a while or a decision. It's all day, every day, as we're waking up. What about my relation with my wife and my children? Is there faith in relation to that? I'm not going to reinvent the wheel. I'm going to order my family as Scripture orders it. And seek to maintain God's order in the family. God will bless that. There is faith there. Especially in the world that's going the other way. What about us kids? Young people. Basically dominating households now. Making the decisions. I'm going to take a place of respecting my parents. I'm going to take a place of honoring the way that God says that children should act towards parents. And parents, in relation to, in all these relations, more and more each day, with the world going the other way, to live by faith, to have these wings, is a wonderful and important and vital matter. But it says, in vain the net is spread. You know, it's a wondrous thing to see Abraham coming up to the king of Sodom and the king of Sodom saying, give me the souls. You know, you'll get plenty of money, you'll get all the material things, but I want the souls. And Abraham saying, I will not take one thing from you. Not one thing. You say, here's an opportunity for Abraham to secure his future, his wealth, and all of this. No. He would only take things from God's hand. That's a good thing, too. take it from God's hand. David kept holding back until God let him be king. He could have seized it many times before. He held back. Wait. God has a blessing in mind. But wait on him. That takes faith. Could have been so easily done. He could have chopped off Saul's head right there and then. And politically turned it over. No. He waited. Faith. Then Sarah, you see her without wings go into Hagar. Then you see her with wings. It speaks of her in, not Hagar, the other lady. Anyways, you see her with in the faith chapter, who counted him faithful, who promised. Faith relates to a person and promises. That's interesting. It's related to Christ and his promises. That came to me as years ago when I proved one scripture that was, you overcome evil with good. And I proved it for myself. And then the scripture became exciting. Wow, if this is true, then what about this one? What about that one? What about this one? And then it opens up. Faith in relation to his word, that he will keep what he has promised, and in the person. David, he's full of faith and confidence in God. The wings are really flapping as he faces Goliath. Here he is, years later, downhearted, fed up of being running, chased by Saul. And he starts to doubt the promises of God. I will surely be killed by Saul one day. How is that possible? God said he would be king. How is it possible? He starts to doubt God's promises. And I understand that too. We start to doubt things as time stretches on and it still hasn't come to fulfillment. We're tested in our patience. We're tested this way. But we are to cling. We're to cling. But he got down. His wings weren't there. And he makes an alliance with Achish. And then he gets really tied down. And sometimes you see these tied down birds in Scripture, and it's quite a while before they get out, but they can. It's delightful to see David break free. God helps him, and then at Ziklag, he's there confiding. He's now asking God again. He's not leaning on his own intelligence in Ziklag. He has no confidence in the flesh in Ziklag. He has absolute confidence. And it sometimes takes time. We still have, I can do it better, you know. I heard a funny one. The chap said, Lord, I'm on this bumpy road. It's so bumpy. And all those Christians are going on that super highway over there. It's so smooth. Can't you just get me over there? Want to grab the steering wheel. And no, the steering wheel is the Lord's. And truly to allow him control in our lives. That is by faith. Then you have God's people really exercising faith as they go up to Jericho. That's a strange battle. Strange battle orders to go around a city for 7 days. The bizarre, you know, men can't figure this way of fighting, you know, and but they're marked by faith, and they get an outstanding victory for the Lord, and the walls all come down, and they move right in, and but the very next battle is they're not exercising faith. And there's collapse. It just shows again. Live by faith. Not one day, not two. We need to be kept in this area of dependence and faith on God. And maybe he gives you a victory, or maybe he gives you some encouragement. But stay in that place. But so quickly self-confidence comes in, or the flesh comes in, and it's spoiled, and you're off on another pathway. And I was very encouraged to hear that some young folks at their work were speaking up and saying what was right and not backing down on it. That's faith. Or the little girl of, little sister of Natalie, they were in school telling her that God has a face of an elephant and for these people, and God has a this and this. She says, but that's not true. Yes, Lily, for other people it's true, but it's not true. And little Lily was really stirring up. But it's great when even little ones, young ones, act in faith. God blesses that. The wings are there. Just a young person, but already you can see there's some faith there. It's wonderful. And nothing gives greater joy to the older ones than to see faith with the younger ones. Absolutely. Hallelujah. You have no idea. Yeah, so then you have somebody born blind, can't see, could get down in her circumstances, like Fanny Crosby. And the wings are there. There's 1,000 hymns. She's truly lifted up, truly soaring in her spirit. She's living by faith, rejoicing in it. You have Paul and Silas in the prison. You see the wings there. They are singing in the prison. Who ever heard of that? Who ever heard of that? And the exercise of faith often is related to the bringing in of persecution. So they said what was right. They were thrown in prison. But that wasn't the end of the story. That's the start of the prison story. Then God works in the prison, then works with the jailer, then works in that the starting of that locality. Why? They were acting in faith. You never know what's around the corner. God has far more blessing. But it requires us to act in faith, in confidence in Him and in His Word. You know, in our lives, we set a course for our lives. And you can see in the book of Daniel, he takes one step that leads him in a certain direction. He will not pollute himself. But that leads to another appointment. It eventually leads to a destiny. And this is how he found direction in his life. He was a civil servant, if you will, a government worker. But by being faithful in that job, he was given scope. Well, God is, he hasn't made us all civil servants, thank. But anyway, sore point. Anyways, but, you know, you're a carpenter, or you're an electrician, or you're whatever, raising of children in that, and in the fulfilling of that, and embracing it, too. I would encourage you, especially younger ones, if the world is running away from embracing responsibility, you embrace responsibility. You fulfill, you be the absolute best you can at whatever is in front of you. And then David had another job open. Then he had another job open. As he fulfilled his responsibility, other opportunities open up. We're doing it unto the Lord, not unto men. And the Lord sees it, and He rewards it. And what a great thing it is. You know, it ends up that for most of us, 80% of our witnesses at work or at home with neighbors and this, make it count. Make it count by acting in faith. And then, if you believe the gospel, show men that you act on it in believing it yourself. We have all these. The gospel needs to be acted on and lived out and lived in faith for it to have an effect on men. We have a prominent environmentalist near us who's always hammering us with doing less than this and that. But he has six homes, flies around in jets, and all this kind of stuff. So, you know, people see these incongruities also with Christians. If we're to live out the life of faith, and it has an effect. And we all know older ones we were talking about that the other day. There's been older ones who've lived out their faith. One dear older brother went to be with the Lord, and came time for his funeral. He was a carpet layer, and over half of the room was filled with people we did not know. He had just spoken to them as he's laying carpets, house by house, in a quiet way. Didn't even know, and where did all these people come from? So you, in whatever situation, can be a beacon and a light by living, by showing those wings, by acting in faith. So, initially, too, it's very important to continue to act in faith, and you see this in John 9. They keep setting traps for the man in John 9, and he keeps saying, one thing I know, and by this, he avoids all these snares. He eventually gets tossed out of their system, but it's important to start and to be maintained in acting in faith in that way. Well, it was just a simple impression that the snare is set in vain in vain the net is spread in the sight of anything which has wings. May we be helped, as it says, the just shall live by faith, for his name's sake. Amen.